The weather pattern continues to be unsettled across the Northeast. We had strong and severe thunderstorms yesterday. We have thunderstorms across our area right now, and there are more thunderstorms in the forecast as we work through the rest of the week. It has been another warm and humid day across our area, with temperatures closing in on 90 degrees in many spots, and dew point temperatures are close to the 70-degree mark. So we have plenty of heat and humidity, and that results in instability. So just like yesterday, we've had thunderstorms fire up basically around lunchtime, and they've been filling in and moving through portions of our area through this afternoon. And just like yesterday, some of these storms are locally strong and severe, with damaging wind gusts and the potential to produce hail. Of course, with any thunderstorm, there is lightning, and lightning is one of nature's biggest weather-related killers, and it is Lightning Safety Week, so keep in mind that if a thunderstorm approaches your area, the safest thing to do is to remain indoors until the storm safely passes. The other big concern with these storms is flooding. We've already had some flood advisories issued due to torrential downpours with these storms, and that threat will continue as the storms go into the evening hours. As we work through the evening, though, the storm should tend to come to an end. It's going to be a warm and humid night with some areas of fog forming. Temperatures will fall back into the 60s to around 70 degrees. We'll do it all again tomorrow with warm and humid conditions and scattered showers and storms. And again, some of these storms will be on the strong side, and they'll also have the potential to produce heavy downpours. By late week, we'll start to see the jet stream dig to our west, and that's going to result in even more moisture coming into the Northeast, and there's the potential for some locally heavy rain as we work towards week's end into the weekend, and that is something that we are going to have to watch rather closely, as it could be a rather prolonged rainy stretch in our area. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably cloudy, chance of scattered thunderstorms mainly this evening, areas of fog, muggy, low in the 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, scattered showers and thunderstorms, humid, high in the lower to mid-80s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Tonight, chance of scattered thunderstorms mainly this evening, areas of fog developing, muggy, low in the 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, scattered showers and thunderstorms, humid, high in the lower to mid-80s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, chance of scattered thunderstorms mainly this evening, areas of fog, muggy, low around 70. Tomorrow, partly sunny, chance of showers and thunderstorms, humid, high in the upper 80s to around 90. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. For tonight, chance of scattered storms mainly this evening, areas of fog, muggy, low in the 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, chance of scattered showers and storms, humid, high in the mid to upper 80s. Region-wide on Thursday, variably to mostly cloudy, with periods of rain and thunderstorms, high 78 to 86. And on Friday, variably to mostly cloudy, with periods of rain and thunderstorms, high 78 to 86. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.